Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The final of those three UK Woodland Owner workshops is set for this Saturday with stops in both Franklin and Shelby counties. UK Extension Forester Billy Thomas says a standard and understandable question at these events is, what's my timber worth?
And really the answer to that is probably a little less than satisfying, but the answer is it depends. It depends on how much timber you have. It depends on the species and the quality. It depends on the demand for that timber. It depends on how far you are from the market.
Previous workshops were held in southeastern and western Kentucky locations with broad-based topics and some geographically specific.
Well, for the central region Woodland Owner Short Course in Franklin, Shelby counties, we're going to be looking at some topics that are growing and becoming an issue there. But certainly cedar, we think about eastern red cedar. It is pretty predominant in the central northern part of the state, and we're going to have some information for landowners on that.
They have a few stops planned for specific purposes.
We're going to be looking at emerald ash borer. One of the woodlands we're going to be visiting has significant emerald ash borer damage, so landowners get a chance to look at that and see and discuss with foresters some of the options they have for taking care of their woods if they're impacted by emerald ash borer.
The program runs from about 8:30 through 4 this Saturday. We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
The Saturday Central Kentucky Woodland Owners Workshop provides expertise from a number of state agencies that can be of value to deal with even unique situations for woodlands.
And another thing that's in Central and a little bit in West, we're going to be looking at wild hog damage and control. So we're going to have some experts from the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources discussing their program on trapping and eradication of wild hogs on landowners' property.
UK Forester Billy Thomas says county extension offices have program details which will actually feature two tracks, gold and green.
And that's really for landowners that may be just getting started, caring for their woods, maybe unfamiliar with all the assistance that's available. And then we also have a gold track, and that's for landowners that do have a management plan, have been actively managing their property, and may want a little more information. But landowners can check out our brochure and our website and find the track that fits their needs the best.
Details also online at uky.edu/forestry. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.